Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting eighth. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a line drive into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. Walls moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Neiman and he is out, Banks applying the tag. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman strikes out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Altman reaches second base with a double. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a fly ball towards left. Thompson catches it and throws to first to double up Temple. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Bailey and he is out, Thomas applying the tag. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson scores. Bell moves to second. It's 1-0, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. one out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. It's Reds, 1, Cubs, 1. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0 for 1 in the game. Nuxhall bunts in front of the plate. Niemann fields it and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to second. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Reds. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Walls hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Robinson scores. Two outs. It's Reds, 4, Cubs, 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Altman bunts towards the mound. Nuxhall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson bunts towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Temple covering, for the out. Altman moves to second. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McMillan is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0 for 1 in the game. Nuxhall is hit by the pitch. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nuxhall moves to third. Bill Henry now pitching. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Wysenant pinch hits for Jerry Lynch. Pete Wysenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wysenant hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. John Powers now playing left field. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Acker now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4. Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Neiman strikes out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. Long hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Arroyo now pitching. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry takes first base on ball 4. Altman moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Niemann fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-4 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell who is chasing the ball. Dark reaches third base with a triple. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 4-for-4 in the game, with four singles. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dark tags and scores. Walls tags and moves to second. One out. It's 8-4, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Thompson is walked intentionally. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pendleton pinch hits for Luis Arroyo. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton strikes out. Niemann drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Pendleton out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.